The art of gelato making is explored every day at Cafe Gelato in Winston-Salem. Gelato is the Italian version of ice cream. It's got less butterfat, higher density, and it's served just a tad bit warmer than regular ice cream. The result, big, bold flavor. Cafe Gelato typically has 8 or more varieties available, like caramel and Nutella. Cafe Gelato owner, Cisco Weber, has been in the restaurant business for 20 years. The Holland native recently expanded her menu to include tapas, wine, and chocolate fondue. I visited the intimate European-style cafe and spoke with Siska as she prepared a batch of mango gelato.
Sugar, I just put some fresh mango in there. And now we're going to add some frutose. This product is what makes it creamy, plus the fruit as well. Mango makes a very creamy gelato.
What's the name of this product?
It's from Pregel, very old company out of Italy. And it so happens that their American headquarters are in Concord, North Carolina. And then we're going to add some Velutina. Velutina is a stabilizer. Then we add some paste.
Now it's time for some paste. Now at this point, are you vibing it or doing exact measurements or what? How do you know?
Pretty close, exact. It's very scientific. If you have too much sugar in there, the product is too watery almost. And if it's not enough sugar, it gets too stiff. So you have to find like a fine balance. So now I have all the ingredients in a bucket and now I have this big blender and blend it all up till it's a smooth consistency. And then we'll put it in the freezer, the batch freezer that it is.
Could you just recap what all is in this bucket? I'm looking at it looks like a gallon and a half.
It has fresh mango, mango paste, frutosa, which is a Italian product that makes it creamy, sugar, stabilizer, and water, and a little lemon juice.
Okay, and then let's let it rip. We've got, it looks like a high-powered mixer there.
It's kind of a, you can use it to mix up sheetrock paste too. So, but that's not what it's for. Some of them I blend longer. The mango is very easy to blend. Like the pineapple, I have to blend at least 5 minutes because it has to be really pulverized.
We don't want any of those strands lingering. Yeah.
Then I sanitize the machine.
Tell me about this machine.
It's a Cappuccini. It's made in Italy. It's really expensive. It's like a car payment, but it's a great machine. I love this machine. What can I tell you about it? It's really, really heavy, and it's just specially designed for gelato. So, and it makes 5-liter pan batches, like one pan. And I like the smaller capacity because I think it's just like cooking. It tastes better when you make something not in a big pot rather than a little pot, I guess.
And stainless steel, beautiful, yeah. And really looks high
and,
tech.
Let's pour it in here. You can kind of smell what it's going to taste like.
Oh, how about that? And yes, you just poured it right in the machine itself.
And then you blend it up a little bit. And then I hit this button. This will start freezing it. And that's it. And it takes about 5 minutes. And then it will come out and I'll put it in a pan.
Just 5 minutes to freeze a gallon and a half of that stuff.
Yeah, it's a really powerful machine. I love it. And I'll start taking it out. She opened a little door. And then in order for me to make it faster, I hit this button. Watch. I like it better when it comes out fast.
Well, this gelato just pouring out of the Cappuccini. Like Dairy Queen on steroids. Look at it come out.
Yeah, mango is always so creamy. Mango is probably one of the best fruits to use, I'd say.
And Siska is brushing it off with a spatula as it's coming out.
The mango stays in the freezer for 20 minutes, and then I put it in the case, and it's ready to go.
Cafe Gelato owner, Siska Weber. And yes, the mango was delicious. Now, in addition to serving great gelato, the new menu there includes a variety of enticing tapas, chocolate fondue, and while the kids enjoy a gelato, mom and dad can now opt for a glass of wine at Cafe Gelato. Visitors are encouraged to linger over relaxing music, dimmed lights, and good conversation. Cafe Gelato is now open Thursday through Saturday till 10, Sundays 1 to 5, and it's available for small holiday parties Sunday through Wednesday. Cafe Gelato is located at 845 Rinalda Road near Haynes Park in Winston-Salem's historic West End. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.